I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American May VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I am excited to welcome today a very dynamic duo. They're co-founders and leaders in the area of what they do, and they're going to tell us all about that. They are co-founders of the Trails Saga. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk about how this project got together with you two with the Trails Saga. Go ahead, Donica.
Okay. Well, Sherry actually edited my book, and she has a dynamite publishing company called Storehouse Media Group. And that's how we connected. There's a portion in the book that she was editing for me. I wrote a book called Pray America Great. And this portion of the book was on healing the land, and it was on Native American reconciliation. So Sherry and I then talked and found out we both have some Cherokee blood. And so she said, you know, I've had this book inside of me. You know, you want to birth these things. And she said, I've known for years I'm supposed to write this. And she's got a wonderful backstory in her family to tell you about as well. And I haven't known the purpose for it. And I said, I know the purpose. And so we collaborated. And there's some secret sauce in this book that we have researched and found out we're going to pull out that I think is going to encourage people as they hear this. We're going to make it into a mini TV series as well.
That's fantastic. Right. Go ahead, add to that, Sherry. Like, once you came up with this idea to expand from her book into the whole process.
Well, you know, I'm a writer. I'm an author, and so I'm always I'm a storyteller, and I know through storytelling that's how you educate people. And you know, if I tell you a story, you're going to understand it. You're going to remember it better than if I just give you a bunch of facts and statistics. So, you know, through the stories, it's called a saga because it's covering 17 generations of the Cherokees from 1700s to the present and beyond. And so I like to take real life stories, maybe put some creative, you know, the creative fictional license and put that in there and weave it around the facts, factual history. We don't want to rewrite history, but what we do want to do is we want to come in there. We want to reveal some things. It's comparatively speaking with the whole nation, it's a small demographic, but it's got some powerful, impactful history that's affected this nation, still is affecting this nation. And so come in there and use that and weave the stories around these facts and things that have been forgotten, maybe ignored, even hidden, and reveal them through this whole saga.
That's excellent. And Donica, from putting this all together, how long does this process take to get this?
Well, so far we've been working on this process for 3 years. We traveled a year and a half ago out west. We did 17 hours of interviews and we're making sure that this is historically accurate. We feel like it's really important to paint an accurate picture, even though it is fiction. So think roots. But in the end, we're bringing the nation together and bringing restoration and healing to the land.
And it's important to talk about this history, Sherry, that's missing, that's not come out.
That's right. You know, things, because we learn from history. And, you know, that's how we grow, is we learn. We see things, you know, successes and failures and stuff, we move forward. So there's things in history that, I mean, I'm sitting there going, my gosh, I didn't even realize this is part of my heritage. So we're learning these things, and it's even blowing our minds as we're pulling things together, like, well, wow, now that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And we keep going forward as we start digging deeper and get into this whole history and how, oh my gosh, how it's impacted this nation. And now, still is.
No doubt. So let's go, Donica, what's the next phases for this? You said this is coming out as a book first.
Yes, it's coming out as a book. So Sherry and I have been researching. She is the writer in this. She's doing all the writing for the fictional, historically accurate book. I'm doing the manuscript. So we have been already talking to producers. We haven't, you know, landed with one specific one yet, but we're in the fundraising stage. This takes quite a budget to do all that we're planning to do with publishing the manuscript. And going ahead and landing with the production. But in the end, and this is what's so exciting, Neil, we see the trail of tears being turned into a trail of joy. Mm-hmm. So we actually do have a reverse trail of joy from Oklahoma, coming all the way back to North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. Sherry's in North Carolina too. And we see a restoration happening along the way with doing stops. Imagine if angel investors come along, they're able to stop with us at these worship stops and understand, meet the mini TV series actors, and then come back for a ceremony that we'll be having in Charlotte.
Oh, that's great. So Sherry, the book is not out either. So the book's first, then the series?
That's right.
So when are you inspecting the book to come out?
Well, we're actually shooting for the first part of 2025 as we, you know, continue researching and throwing everything. Because I think like, oh, okay, I've got it. I'm like, oh, I've got to add this, you know, so.
Exactly. So just, you usually want to have the book first, then the manuscript after that. But you don't know how far the book from all your research and all the stuff that you're going through. Right, Donica, as well, that it's not, because the full product won't be done till all of it's come together and you're fundraising at the same time.
That's correct, Neil. We are. And Sherry's done over 160 books. This is not a problem for her, but we want it to be accurate. Because when we think of how it's going to be pictured, it's going to be kind of like an 1883 type setting as we're rolling through the decades of the stories. We have three story titles we know that will be incorporated in the book series: The Trail of Tears, The Trail of Broken Treaties, and The Trail of Joy. And so we feel like it's really important to focus on civil covenants and what they mean today. Is kind of a lost thing that people don't understand, you know, the covenants that were broken and the repercussions from that. And so that will bring awareness, but we've also done some things that we've incorporated in our business plan where we can give back. We're going to have a foundation where we actually send some of the money that's made off of this into helping to stop human trafficking. We know that on the reservations, there's a lot of poverty, trafficking, drug abuse. And, you know, we feel like it's really important to get this word out to the nation at large, because America is rapidly beginning to look like a reservation. And if we don't basically make this right, I think we'll become what we've relegated the Indians to on the reservations: out of sight, out of mind, impotent. We need to restore the dignity and make people aware of what has happened, and do this in a sense of unity. You know, Sherry and I are, for lack of a better term, we're hybrids because we have Cherokee blood in us as well. So we want to see that unity come back together. We don't want more division. We want a land that's healed.
So in the process next, Sherry, are you looking for fun? So going out now and promoting this, are you looking for fundraising? Who are you really speaking to right now?
We're speaking to, yes, donors, investors, sponsors. Angel investors. Yes, angel investors, to you know, seed into this as well. And so, you know, we move forward and keep going and get those books out, get the television series going. We've talked to some production studios. You know, we have a lot of interest. Everybody has the common remark, like, this is so unique. We've never seen anything like this.
Right.
And so we're doing everything we can on this. And that's what we're doing. We're just going to move forward. And as it unfolds, I mean, we just keep pushing forward and keep pushing forward.
Okay, Donica, where's the best place people can find information on learning more about, especially if they're an angel investor or somebody interested in the project?
They can contact me at my website, DonicaHudson.com, D-O-N-I-C-A. It's like Monica with a D, DonicaHudson.com. They can also go to Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-E, at StorehouseMediaGroup.com. Both of us are taking inquiries and we will get back to you immediately.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. It's such an interesting project. Definitely so much that's involved. It's unique. It's unlike anything else.
Right.
And you guys, I'm sure, are just continue to go out, and you never know where it's going next. But it sounds like a great project. So I appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.